ಗೋವಿಂದ ಚರಣಾಂಗಿರು ವಿಮುಕ್ತ ಸಂಭವನ ಭಜನ್ ಭಕ್ತಿಯ ಪ್ರಸ್ಥಾನ ತಾಮಗ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್ ಹ್ಯಾವಿಂಗ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಗಾನ್ ಆಸ್ಟರಿಟೀಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಪೆನೆನ್ಸಸ್ ಎಟ್ ಕಪಿಲಾಶ್ರಮ ಕಿಂಗ್ ಪ್ರಾಚೀನ ಬರಿ ಅಟೆಂಡ್ ಫುಲ್ ಲಿಬರೇಷನ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಆಲ್ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ಲಿಬರೇಷನ್ ಈ ಕಾನ್ಸ್ಟೆಂಟ್ಲಿ ಎಂಗೇಜ್ ಇನ್ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಲವಿನ್ ಸರ್ವಿಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ and attained a spiritual position qualitatively equal to the Supreme Personality of God. Having undergone austerities and penances at Kapilasya, King Prajnabhari attained full liberation in all material designations. He constantly engaged transcend loving service of the Lord and attained a spiritual position qualitatively equal to that of the Supreme Personality of God. Purport. This is special significance in the words Tat Sangha Tamaga. The king attained the position of possessing the same status as that of the Lord. This definitely proves that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is always a person. In his impersonal feature, he is the race of his transcendental body. When a living entity attains spiritual perfection, he also attains the same type of body known as Sachidananda Vigraha. The spiritual body never mixes with the material elements. Although in conditional life, the living entity is surrounded by material elements, earth, water, fire, air and sky, mind, intelligence, ego, he remains always aloof from them. In other words, the living entity can be liberated from material condition at any moment, provided he wishes to do so. The material environment is called Maya. According to Krishna, Daivi Esha Gunamayi Mama Maya Dharataya Mamaya Prapadyanti Maya Vyatam Tarantati. This divine energy of mind, consisting of three modes of material nature, is difficult to work. But those who are surrendered unto me easily cross beyond it. Bhagavad Gita 7, chapter 13. As soon as the living entity engages in the transcendent loving service of God, he immediately attains freedom from all material condition. Sagunan samadhi tvaitan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. In the material state, the living entity is on the jiva-bhuta platform. But when he renders devotional service to the Lord, he is elevated to brahma-bhuta platform. On the brahma-bhuta platform, the living entity is liberated from material bondage and engaged in the service of the Lord. In this world, the word Dhira is sometimes read as Veera. Actually, there is not very much difference. The word Dhira means sober. Veera means hero. One who is struggling against Maya is a hero. And one is sober enough to understand his position is a dhira. Without becoming sober or heroic, one one cannot attain spiritual salvation. O Vajjana Kiriram Dasya Jnanam Yanakarakaya Chakshu Militam Yena Tasmai Chingiravya Nama E Chaitanya Mano Dushya Sasitam Yena Bhutale Vendurva Padamalangara Kishya Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Madhya understand the difference between the body and soul, and that the body is the source of all trouble, the source of all misery, and there is no need to stay in this body. We can live without this body. And how to get rid of this body by rendering devotional service or by practicing spiritual life. So he has understood all this, and then immediately you could realize, so far you are thinking, this is my country, this is my family, these are my duties. It's called Deha Dharma. Deha Dharma manifests in many ways. Deha Dharma can be Kutumba Dharma, because your body has taken birth from such and such a family. So you become obliged. These are the parents, these are my kith and kin, my brothers and sisters. So, as soon as you think you have this body, then you get into so many dhyanas. Starting with Kutumba Dharma, and then Vritti Dharma. Because in order to build this soul, you have to do some work. And it is your duty. Sometimes we think the duty is all in all. If I do my duty properly, sincerely, honestly, and with my duty, if I can serve other fellow beings, you think this is the purpose of life, what you can do for others. First thing is, what I can do for myself. We all come into this world to become material hero and material heroine. We all come into this world how to become material hero. That means before everybody. Who will become famous before everybody? Maybe most money than anyone else, then in this world you are a hero. You are the richest man. If you become grabbed in the topmost post, then everybody will come to you, because the most powerful man in the country. Or if you become physical stamina, you become, people excel in different things. People are famous for different things. Some people are famous. Kapil Dev. Kapil Dev. There's already answer. Kapil Dev got For your fair, fair means like for anything, you know, who doesn't know Osama bin Laden? Who is he? Osama bin Laden, the most wanted terrorist, all over the world, every all governments, you know, famous. Everywhere people know. But for what? For a criminal thing. He's not famous again. But you have to say, he's also famous. Every nation, everybody, with all our numbers. So you become known because of your fame. Whether it is degraded fame or your by your humanitarian qualities, you will be known all over. And then there's some small section, like Shankaracharya, Prabhupada became famous for what? Prabhupada became famous because he renounced this world, the sannyasi. He renounced the world and he became very famous. So Prabhupada became really famous. He not only renounced the world, but he was such a great devotee of Krishna. Such a great devotee of Krishna. So he became famous. If not among everybody, whoever in the religious field, spiritual field, or whoever is trying for spiritual knowledge, so Prabhupada became famous in some section, and also because he is a devotee, Krishna made him famous. Like we all recognize Prabhupada as the greatest man, but the world also had to recognize him because he has so many followers. He has built so many temples in many, many cities. So that's it. He became famous by actually. People have to recognize whether people want God or not. Oh, this Prabhupada, he spread Hare Krishna everywhere. Prabhupada, they are not interested, but they are recognized. You go to, yesterday I was taking appointment from a commissioner in Hyderabad. We are going to Hyderabad tomorrow. So, for a land thing, I have to meet the commissioner. after the collector decided we were there. And I said, I'm from ISKCON mission. Tomorrow I'll be there for some Radha Yatra in Kukatpalli, Jagannath Radha Yatra. And I also want to meet you. He said, yeah, we know ISKCON. He said, we know ISKCON, please come. That means, Prabhupada did not have to worry. Prabhupada did not have physical feats or material wonders, nothing. He just told him, we'll get out of this place. And he could convince a lot of educated people, a lot of young people. Actually, Prabhupada's faith was real. That Prabhupada, the philosophy Prabhupada gave, only intelligent people can accept. Every man is interested in money, position, kind of things. But not everybody is interested in God. With God you will get money and position also. People are so foolish, they don't know. They are after money and after position. And you will be after Krishna, and money and position will come behind you. Because whoever becomes a devotee of Krishna, Krishna will make him famous. Krishna will give him power. Krishna will give him wealth. So devotees, they don't separately go for wealth, power and wisdom. So by power of bhakti, devotees will get these small things very easily. There are people are caught in very small things and they cannot be happy. So the point is, Prabhupada, this, we can say Prabhupada also, we are talking about Narada. Narada Muni was in Satyaga, talking to King Prachanpari. And Prabhupada, he has given him this story of Bhagavad. And then Prabhupada made us live how people were living in Satyaga. Prabhupada made us live like that even in Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga means Iron Age. This is from this area. This is iron. Everything is going like this. Cut off. That's not iron. Nowadays, you don't use hands. Everything is machine. These are all made from iron. Iron Age. Iron Man. You know Iron Man? Who is Iron Man? Iron Man. Correct. Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel. Iron Man. Look, many people are called Iron Man. Iron curtain. What is that? Iron curtain. Curtains are generally made of cloth. Iron curtain. What is that? Iron curtain. Previously, it's Russia. Iron curtain means we cannot change anything there, and no news from there can come out. The cutting is cloth cutting, the aluminum is there. Iron wall, we make an iron safe. Iron safe, where people keep their valuables, money, again. So, not easy to break. So, iron cutting means the government is so strict, no religion, no freedom to the press. Only the country should run exactly as they want. People don't like that. So slowly it all broke apart. Everybody would like to be free, independent. You live the way you want, I live the way Taiwan. But this iron curtain means that everybody has to just follow whatever orders come. Even Krishna doesn't force us to be like that. Krishna has given orders. What is this Bhagavad Gita? Krishna is not forcing Arjuna, and Krishna is not forcing us. He said, this is good for you. This is actually, this will make you happy. The translation is like this, and it says, I have told you, whatever is very important for your life, now you deliberate on this and do what you would like. Yadashruti tadartho. Think carefully, everybody has a choice. Generally, people are not very thoughtful. People are very shallow. People are carried away with sense enjoyment. Little thing, something to eat, something to see. People are attracted. But a thoughtful man is really saying, what will give me happiness? What will make me really happy all the time? So, and such people, they come to spiritual path. So, Narada Muni, that's a Muni. Muni means thinker, deep thinkers. Then people all speculate. Scientists are not thinkers, they speculate, imagine thinking. Whereas Muni is a thinker. Thinker means you will read the scriptures. You try to understand deeper and deeper, and then ultimately when you come to Krishna, then you have become a complete thinker. You have become a jnanavan. Jnanavan. Some jnana, this jnana, that jnana. But when you come to Krishna, that means your knowledge is complete. Bahunam Janamante Jnanavan Mam Prapadete Vasudevam Saravati. Anyone who comes to understand whatever you want in life, on the strength of devotional service to Krishna, you want money, I worship Krishna. What is that? Tivrena Bhakti Yoga. Tivrena Bhakti Yoga. In India also they use your Tivra. No? In Telugu also. Tivra. Tivra. Antarga. So, Sanskrit word. Tivra and Bhaktivarya. A man in complete knowledge. Anything he wants to achieve in life. I will try to satisfy Krishna and get my desires fulfilled. And if you are really complete in knowledge, you know that why should I do some tivra activity, intense activity. Intense means day and day, 24 hours, all the time. That is called intense. So if you do intense bhakti, so anything you have in life, material or spiritual. Akamava, Sarvakamava, Moksha Kama Udharani, Tivrena Bhakti Yogena, Rajata Purusha Parma. Bhagavatam is saying, you want anything in this world, on the strength of devotional service. Have no doubts about that. that's where you go to the Guru. And then you understand in knowledge, not sentimental, no? Many people like Krishna. Many people know Krishna. But that is not really liking or knowing Krishna. But if you like Krishna, then you have to give your life to Krishna. Otherwise, I like Krishna and you go on what? You start with being, I like Krishna, and you go on looking for a boyfriend and a girlfriend. What is that like? It's only sentimental. Sentimental liking. I know Krishna. What is this? I know Krishna. If you know Krishna, then you will not make friendship with anyone less than Krishna. Krishna is the greatest person. And why will you make friendship with all the small, little people? You will only make friendship with Krishna and his devotees. I don't want friendship with anybody. I don't care for my relatives. I don't care for my classmates. I don't care for my neighbors. But only Krishna and his devotees. Because they serve, but they are the real great people. If you take the company of a fool, what will happen to you? You will also become a fool. You will become what you associate with. So, the real manava, if you are complete knowledge, I don't want anything less than or other than Krishna. The Krishna is complete. If you come to Krishna, just like you go to a departmental store, you have everything there, but you go to grocery store, you go to vegetable market, you go to provision store, and you get different things. But departmental store, all departments are there. Similarly, you go to Shiva department, you go to Saraswati department, you go to Durga department, you come to Krishna, all departments are there. The department is for everything. And then, you know that if something is making you happy, taking a nice dog, or making friendship with somebody, these are all made by Krishna. So, if you stay with Krishna, then you will be completely satisfied because everything is there in Krishna. That's why mature people, intelligent people, they just say, if Krishna is in the place, I don't have to worry about anything. If Krishna is in the place, I don't need anything. Krishna will take care. I should serve Krishna, and Krishna knows how to give me. So, if anyone really understands the science of Krishna consciousness, immediately he loses interest. He loses interest everything except Krishna. Then nothing can actually give you any satisfaction. So this King Prachin Vari is associated with Narada. Narada Muni is the number one devotee of the Lord, the most exalted. And King Prachin Vari was the number one materialist. The number one materialist is meeting the number one spiritualist. Who will honor the sisters? You go to the world, you are a devotee, you go into the world. If you are a devotee, you change everybody. And they will also come behind you, wearing tilak, wearing kantimala, and japamala. They follow you. So they understand, in a great association, actually, I am looking for Krishna, birth after birth. That's why I have tried so many things in life. I have taken so many births. No, but I could be a dog, I could not be happy, or a cat, I could not be happy. and as a human being, anadi, I've taken birth as a woman, I've taken birth as a man, I've taken birth in America, I've taken birth among demigods, the one being one. Brahmana Brahmita Kvana Bhagyavana Jiva Guru Krishna Pratade Bhakti Lata Bhimpai. We don't know that we are searching for Krishna. Somebody has introduced you. Oh, you are looking for the most beautiful person. That is Krishna. You want to be the most wealthy man. That is Krishna. And you want to be the most happy man. You want some small happiness in going to the world. But you want to be happy all the time. Then you just be with Krishna. Be Krishna conscious. The Prabhupada said, chant and be happy. Very small step. But if you are a thoughtful man, then you know that you just need Hare Krishna to be happy. Nothing more. Don't worry about anything. Where you stay, where you eat, who will protect you, and who will guide you, and what happens when you get old, what happens in your next birth. But Krishna knows everything. So, you just come to Krishna, and then Krishna can take perfect care of you. So this King Prachin Bari had association with the best devotee, the number one devotee of the Lord. And then Prachin Bari had many, many dreams in life. When he met Narada, all his dreams crashed to the ground. I am only dreaming, but I will never become happy that way. No, I have to do what Narada Muni said. Then I will become really happy. So Prachin Bari, like all of us, many dreams. I want to go to America. I want to do this job. I want to get married to such and such a person. Things like that. Many, many, I want such and such a house. So many things. But when Prachin Bari, he met Narada Muni. He met that, how foolish I am, how stupid I am, to be thinking, because I am spirit soul, how can I be happy with wife, how can I be happy with money, how can I be happy with house, the soul doesn't need these things. The soul cannot be cut, the soul cannot be burned, so you don't need a house. You need a house, you think I am this body. If there is no house, how can I protect myself from rain? How can I protect myself from heat? But when you understand, I am not the body, I am Atma. I need spiritual shelter. That is Krishna and his glory. Immediately, practically, he left his kingdom. He left his family and without cares and fears. Then suppose you are going to Delhi, no money in the pocket, and you don't know anybody in Delhi. Then you will be how will they live in Delhi? But if you are a devotee, if you are a devotee, Krishna's energy is everywhere. You go to Delhi. Krishna, that is also Krishna's energy. And somebody says, Swami, please come to our house. Come away. So that is the reward. The more you depend on Krishna, the less you depend on your plans. And the Krishna says, yes, if you believe me like that, I will have to care for you like that. So the word is, year after year, day after day, they want to shift their dependence from worldly to Krishna. So here, Prabhupada in the purport used the word Dera and Vera. Dera and Vera. So Prabhupada says, Dera means one who can tolerate all bodily pushes and pulls. The body may be telling you so many things, but no, I have to be Krishna conscious. Dera means sober person. A person who is fickle minded, a person who is chanchal, he cannot attain Krishna. What is that? In the Chaitanya Bhagavatam, it comes. In the Chaitanya Bhagavatam, it says, Jivara Lala Soji, Iti Uti Daya, Sisnodara Parayana, Krishna Ipaya. Although to attain Krishna is very easy, just by chanting Hare Krishna, but nobody comes to stay with Krishna. He is saying, what is the reason? He is saying, Jivara Lala Soji, daily we are doing. So our tongue constantly, instead of meditating on Krishna, is going for things like that. And Sisnodara Parayana, one is attracted to, one is interested in tongue and genitals. Krishna Naipaya, where his mind is always running outside. What to eat, and how we become attracted to people. We become attracted to people, we become attracted to food, and we are distracted from Krishna. So, hero. Hero means Vera. Prabhupada says, Vera means sober. Hero means Vera. In human life, we are to achieve Krishna prayer. Just like if you go to college, you have to come out of the college with distinction. You have to come out of the college as topper. That is called hero. You are the hero of the class, where you topped everybody. So in human life, whoever becomes Krishna Bhakta is a hero. So we don't care for these so-called sports heroes, film heroes, political heroes. There are zeros. That at the time of death, the film heroes will become cats and dogs. The political heroes will become also cats and dogs. That is what they are doing. But only the real hero, he will then stand next to Krishna. He will be taking a photograph next to Krishna. That means you have gone to the right person. Say, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare.